Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Hess Sr. once again with Word of Hope. We thank God for this great outreach ministry and the ministry at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center in Battle Creek, Michigan. We're located at 4720 Beckley Road, and we're right out by I-94. And we thank God for each one of you that are part of our listening audience. I want to give you a double portion today. We've been speaking about what you feed will lead and those kind of things. Now, I'll tell you, there's so much there, and I just want to emphasize it just a little bit more on today. And I just want to share with you that we must feed the spirit more than we feed the flesh. I've been speaking in the past regarding what you feed the most will lead the most. And in the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 16, it has not changed. It simply and yet says, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We have to know that if you feed the spirit will rule. You have to have a holiness appetite in order to have a sanctified life. I just want to kind of set the atmosphere just a little bit even more on today. And saints, I want you to hear me today. There is absolutely an unseen war of appetites that's inside each and every person, and in particular, each and every believer. There's a war between the flesh and the spirit. The Apostle Paul, he spent a lot of time describing this war of appetites on the inside. And I want you to know that the one that you feed is the one that will rule. The one that you feed is the one that will rule. And it's the one that you feed the more is really the one that is going to take over our lives. You have to want the Spirit of the Lord more than you want to feed the flesh. The flesh is not your friend. The flesh is your enemy. The flesh has to do with the carnal man, the old man. There is a war of appetites in every believer. And again, the Holy Ghost wants you to know today, the one that you feed more is the one that will rule your life more. If you feed fear, fear will rule. If you feed doubt, doubt will rule. I've already shared this with you, but I just want to go over it again. If you feed temptation, temptation will rule. And if you feed the flesh absolutely will not only rule, the flesh will take over. But if you feed the spirit will take over and the spirit will lead. In that Galatians 5 and 16, the Apostle Paul, he's sharing from his heart this thing that I'm trying to get across on today. He does not tell us to attempt to resist sin or to resist the devil. He's not telling just to attempt it. He says, if you just feed the spirit until the flesh loses its voice. Sometimes we try to resist sin. I know that we want to resist sin, but the real remedy is not your resistance to sin. The real remedy is the spirit that you feed. You have to feed the Spirit of God in your life. Get a double portion of the Spirit of God in your life that you feed until flesh loses its power, loses its strength, and most of all, loses its voice. Because the enemy of your soul, which is the flesh, it speaks. It speaks to our existence. It speaks to our heart. It speaks to our strength. It speaks to every part of us. Holiness is not about straining. Holiness is about sustaining, not straining, but sustaining. Holiness is not about having more spiritual muscle. Holiness is about the meal that you eat. And you have to feed your spirit the Word of God, because the flesh automatically, either for the good or for the bad, the flesh rules what it is fed, when it is fed. In and of itself, the flesh is not stronger than the spirit. But it's not about which is stronger, the flesh or the spirit. That's the end result. But how you get to the end result is which one you feed more. If you feed the spirit more, then the spirit is going to lead more. The flesh is fed by the impulse of life, the indulgence, what you indulge in, your environment. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this about environment, but I'm just going to put it in there because that's what it is. You cannot be in every environment and think that you're feeding the spirit when you're in every environment. The environment that you find yourself in, the environment that you put yourself in, the environment that you allow yourself to be in, that environment, it feeds your life. If you're in a fleshly environment, you are never going to feed the spirit in a fleshly environment. If you are in a spiritual environment, you're not going to feed the flesh in a spiritual environment. You're going to feed the spirit when you are in a spiritual environment. There are some people that are in spiritual environments physically, but they're not there spiritually. A lot of people can walk into a spiritual environment and not only not get anything out of it, but they can dampen the spirit that's moving in that spiritual environment. And so the flesh rises when you feed the flesh. The flesh speaks when you feed the flesh. And eventually, the flesh rules when you feed it. So the word and the teaching of holiness in these words that I'm going to share with you on today is it's time to stop feeding what's killing your spirit. I said it's time to stop feeding what's killing your spirit. Sometimes we are babying what is killing our spirit. The spirit rules whenever the spirit is fed. The spirit grows when you feed the spirit. How do you feed the spirit? The appetite of the spirit is prayer, worship, the word of God. Here's a big one, obedience, consecration, and accountability. When you have these things that you're feeding your spirit, prayer, worship, the word, obedience, consecration, accountability, when you have these things feeding your spirit grows exponentially. The spirit becomes mighty when you feed it. The spirit becomes weak when you do not feed it. The spirit becomes loud when you feed it. The spirit becomes dominant when you feed it. And guess what? The spirit becomes victorious when you feed it. Holiness is not about fighting harder. There's no need of rolling up your sleeve. Just keep your sleeve rolled down. There's no need of rolling up your sleeve, making a big fist. Holiness is about feeding deeper, not fighting harder, but feeding different and feeding deeper. The spirit will always rule if you feed it. Just because you have the spirit of the living God does not mean that the spirit of the living God is going to defeat the enemy in and of itself. You have to feed your spirit and you have to make sure that you don't allow your flesh to grow. Your spirit will automatically grow if and when you feed it. Now let me preach a little holiness right here. If you feed the spirit absolutely will rise. It'll reign. It'll rule. If you feed it, if you feed the spirit will speak. The spirit will strengthen, be strengthened inside of you. The spirit will sanctify you from the crown of your head to the sole of your. If you feed the spirit will satisfy. Not only will it sanctify, not only will it strengthen, not only will it speak, but it will satisfy. Because holiness is not just what you stop doing. Holiness is not just what you refrain from doing. Holiness is what you stop feeding. When you stop feeding the flesh, holiness in you will grow. Holiness is not just what you start doing. Holiness is what you start feeding. You have to feed the Spirit of God, the things of God that please God. You have to feed the Spirit. You have to feed the Spirit. You have to feed the Spirit. Then the Spirit will rule. Listen, when you feed the Spirit, peace begins to grow. Peace begins to take over. When you feed the Spirit, joy begins to grow and it begins to take over. Power takes over. Discernment takes over. Holiness takes. All of these things are applied to the Spirit of the living God. But you have to feed the Spirit. When you feed the Spirit, you have to feed the Spirit until the flesh gets quiet. If the flesh is louder than the Spirit of God, it lets me know that the flesh is being fed more than the Spirit of God is. When the dominant voice is the flesh, it means that the Spirit is not being fed more than the flesh. You have to feed the Spirit until the Spirit changes your appetite. You have to feed the Spirit until your walk straightens, until your praise deepens, until your life reflects Christ on the outside and the inside. Sometimes people just want an inside job and don't want an outside job. We ought to be able to look at each other. We ought to be able to look and see the difference between how we looked when we were in the world and how we look now that we say we have come out of the world. If you're ready for the Spirit to rule, if you're ready for the Spirit to reign, if you're ready for the Spirit to dominate your life, just lift your hands and say, Lord, increase my hunger. Increase my appetite. Well, what is the increasing your hunger for? It's for the Word of God. It's for the presence of God. Why am I asking to increase my appetite? So that you can be feeding your spirit and not your flesh. Sometimes you need help there. You need the Lord to help you to feed His Spirit that's in you until the Spirit that's in you overpowers the flesh that is trying to be in you. Because holiness is not a burden. Holiness is a banquet. Holiness is not starvation. Holiness is satisfaction. Holiness is not deprivation. Holiness is elevation. But you have to feed the Spirit. You have to feed the Spirit. You have to feed the Spirit, and the Spirit will rule. If you feed the Spirit absolutely will rule. Feed the Spirit more than the flesh. When you look at this, holiness is not accidental. Holiness is not incidental. Holiness is intentional. Because whatever you feed will lead, and whatever you feed more will even lead more. Whatever you nourish will grow. Whatever you starve will die. Listen, these are nuggets. And I hear the Holy Ghost whispering, feed the Spirit more than you feed the flesh. We live in a world that feeds the flesh every hour. The songwriter wrote a song one time, every hour I need thee. Not every other hour. The flesh is singing the same thing. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. You have to turn off the voice of the flesh that's asking for the attention. And you have to turn on the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit is starving in too many saints. The flesh is loud because it's well fed. The Spirit is quiet because the Spirit, in some cases, is underfed. But today, God is calling His people back to the table of holiness. Somebody said, come over here where the table is spread and the feast. Listen, I'm just sitting down. I'm trying not to stand up here. And the feast of the Lord is going on. Paul is not telling the saints to fight the flesh harder. He's just telling us all you have to do is stop trying to fight the flesh harder and just simply walk in His Spirit. If you walk in His Spirit, He says, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He does not say, try not to sin. He says, if you feed the Spirit until the flesh loses its strength. Holiness is not about willpower. Holiness is about the right appetite. Holiness is not about trying harder. Holiness is about feeding better. You have to change your diet and take on a holiness appetite and a holiness desire. You have to get rid of that fleshly desire and that fleshly appetite, because the flesh, fed by those things that I've named earlier, impulse and indulgence and entertainment and environment and even ego, because the flesh grows when you feed it. The flesh rises when you feed it, and eventually the flesh rules when you feed it. So holiness says starve that thing. Starve the appetite. Starve the attitude. Starve the addiction. Starve the distraction. Starve the desire that pulls you away from God. Any desire that pulls you away from God is unhealthy for your spirit. The Spirit grows after you feed it those things that I shared with you earlier regarding prayer, worship, the Word, and obedience, and consecration and accountability, because the Spirit becomes mighty only when you feed it. The Spirit becomes loud when you feed it. The Spirit becomes dominant when you feed it. And the Spirit becomes victorious when you feed it. Again, holiness, as I close it out today, is not about fighting harder. The holiness is about feeding deeper. You have to go deeper, 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 deeper into the Word of God. Because there is a war of appetites, and the flesh wants comfort, but the Spirit requires consecration. The flesh wants pleasure, but the Spirit wants purity. The flesh wants indulgence, but the Spirit wants intimacy with God. The flesh wants ease. The Spirit wants an encounter. The question is not, which one is stronger? The question is, which one are you feeding? If you feed the Spirit, you're going to rise in your spirit. You're going to rule. You're going to speak. You're going to have power. You're going to have strength. You're going to be sanctified, because holiness is not just what you stop or refrain from doing. Holiness is what you feed or stop feeding. Holiness is not just what you start doing. Holiness is what you start feeding. So today, as I close it out here, when you feed the Spirit, peace grows, joy grows, power grows, discernment grows, holiness grows, all of these things. When you feed the Spirit of God that's on the inside, all of these things begin to grow. Are you ready? Feed the Spirit more than the flesh. If you're ready, change your appetite. If you're ready to walk in holiness, all you have to do, just lift your hand and say, Lord, increase my hunger. Increase my appetite for your Spirit. Increase my desire for your Spirit. Lord, help me to feed not my spirit, but feed your Spirit more than I feed my spirit or feed my flesh. That's it for today. I just thought I'd put a little icing on the cake. I want you to enjoy this word. I want you to make sure that you take it to heart. God is going to give you an overflow of his Spirit. God bless.